Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Absalom has a form. Absalom, it said, Absalom, bow before the king. Absalom, don't you understand what bowing means? Bowing shows expressive humility. You're humbling yourself. That's why the scripture says, every knee, every tongue shall confess, and every knee shall bow. Everybody shall be humbled under Jesus Christ. But you got to understand, Absalom was showing a form. He didn't really have humility. He was showing a form. He didn't really have humility. He was showing a form.
My God.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Marie, 2 Samuel 15:1-6. I really want you to understand this. Pay attention to this now. 2 Samuel 15:1-6. You say you want the word. I feed you the word. I really want you to get this. Mm-hmm. I really want you to understand this. It says, and it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him. He's trying to take the king's place. The king is the one who passed the judgment. God set him up for that. But it said what? Any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom, that Absalom is, called unto him and said, of what city art thou? And he said, thy servant is one of the tribe of Israel. Verse 3, I want you to pay attention to this now. This is some good meat. This is some good meat. Not everybody's going to be able to chew on it, but I really want you to identify this spirit. Verse 3, and Absalom said unto him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man disputed of the king to hear thee. Verse 4, Absalom said, moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land. He said, only if I was made judge, only if I was the king. That's what Absalom is saying to the people. He said, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto who? Come unto me, and I would do him justice. Verse 5, and it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him overseeing, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. Verse 6, and on this manner did Absalom to all of Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom, here it is. I want you to get this. Absalom stole the heart of the men of Israel. Mm-hmm. Absalom wants to steal the heart of the people. He wants to take the rightful position of God's anointed and God's appointed. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies who got husbands, you need to pay attention to this, because I just told you that it affects your family as well. There's some women out there that want to take your place, take your rightful position from your husband. You better pay attention to this, because you might think that you got it all together, but if you don't pay attention to this spirit and understand how to identify this spirit, it can creep in even into your mail.
Oh my God.
Absalom is from the male perspective, but Absalom can creep on females as well, just like Jezebel can creep up on men. So I say rightful position, because David was the actual one called by God. You know what? I'm going to stop right here right now. Glory to God. Everyone just begin to praise God, because if everyone start praising the
Hallelujah.
Lord, whatever spirit that is, break that spirit up off of your people.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus. Upon the mind of the people right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because David was the actual one called by power. There's, hear me real good. There's always someone who wants to take your place.
My God.
There's always someone who wants to take your man. There's always someone who wants to take your husband. There's always someone who wants to take your wife. There's always someone who want to move you out of the office of a pastor and they become pastor. There's always somebody who want to bump you out of your position at your job. Yes. There's always somebody trying to take your place because David is the accuser of brethren.
Mm.
There's always someone that want to take your place. But the difference between you and them is there's a difference. There's a difference from pretending to be versus being versus anointed to be. You can tell the anointed because they successfully in leadership. You can tell the anointed because they successfully transform lives. They build up ministries. They successfully transform lives. If you ain't transform nobody's life, then you ain't really called.
Man.
Man.
If you ain't had an impact, and I ain't just talking about one little deal or one little thing. I'm talking about total impact, transforming people out. There's a difference from the anointed versus those who pretend or those who mimic or those who copy. The real authentic anointing, you can be on a phone line in Mexico and you can change somebody's life through the phone line and never met them all the way in Africa.
Amen.
Amen.
The real anointing breaks yokes. It destroys yokes. It ain't about no prophecy. Of course, he tells you you can prophesy, but if you are a true prophet of God, when you speak a prophetic word, you don't just speak a word. You speak a word that carries weight. That word brings forth deliverance.
Amen.
I done had so many people, I don't know, they say, I feel so light because of like a ton of bricks lifted up off of them. You know them by their fruit. You know them by their fruit. A true leader, a true apostle, a true prophet, a true pastor, a true evangelist, a true bishop, a true deacon, you have some type of impact where you transform people's lives or you build a ministry. King David was the anointed one, and it seemed like someone was always trying to take his place, even his own family. So, let's talk about some things real quick. We're going to read 2 Samuel 14:32-33. We're going to read that again. It says, "In Absalom, behold, I sent unto thee, saying, come hither, that I may send thee to the king to say, wherefore I am come from Geshur. It had been good for me to have been there still. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me." So Joab came to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. The king kissed Absalom. Absalom, that spirit will always try to disguise himself or herself with a cloak of false humility. Absalom, the Bible says, went before the king and bowed himself. As I said, bowing before a king is a representation of humility. But Absalom did that as a show of humility, but not an inward heart thing. It wasn't really inside of him. Absalom will always try to disguise himself. This spirit pretends to be faithful. This spirit wants everyone else to know that he or she is faithful because he wears a cloak to disguise his deceit. Let's read 2 Samuel 15, 2 through 4. 2 Samuel 15, 2 through 4. It said, and Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that any man had controversy came to the king for judgment. Then Absalom called unto him and said, of what art thou city? What city art thou? And he said, thy servant is the one of the tribes of Israel. And then Absalom said unto him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man disputed of the king to hear thee. Absalom said, moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man that which hath any suit of cause might come unto me, and I would do him justly. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And in this manner did Absalom all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. I wanted to read that again. I want you to really understand this spirit. Absalom in this passage told the people that he could do a better job than the current king.
Mm-hmm.
A better job than the current king. That's what he said. I don't know if you've ever been in a church where you got people that believe that they're anointed. They done preach in a parking lot to some people about five minutes. Now they know that they're anointed, and then they come to church on Sunday, and they be like, I can do what the pastor doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm called. You know, all the pastor ain't taking time with you, come over here. I'm going to take some time
mm-hmm.
with you. I'm called.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they done prophesied or they done preached a five-minute message and encouraged somebody in the parking lot that day or in the bathroom that day. This is the spirit of Absalom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ever been in a company where it seemed like you got favored by the boss and you're about to get promotion or you are a supervisor or a manager, but you got somebody on the side talking and whispering to other employees saying, girl, she ain't supposed to be in that position. I'm supposed to have that position. She
mm-hmm.
Look what she do. She do this, she do that. She ain't doing her job half the time.
Mm-hmm.
She over there praying with people while she praying with people. She's supposed to be doing her job. The manager or the CEO need to be promoting me. That's a spirit of Absalom.
Mm. Mm. I got it. Amen.
A lot of people who receive the residue of anointing, they start to get puffed up because they just got. They start to get puffed up because they got the anointing by association. You're going to receive. The residue of what's upon your leader's life by association. Residue
mm-hmm.
meaning what's left over when the oil drips down. What's left over when the oil drips down from off of your leader. Whatever is left over is going to flow and fall down on you.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean that you're called to be in your leader's position. Because you
Amen.
You receive some of their anointing on your life. That's called a house anointing. Because you're in the house. Because you sit in the house. You work in the house. You serve in the house. You operate in the house. The mantle is going to fall on your life just by association, just by sitting up under your leader. That is the mantle that God has placed upon the leader of the house. So all the people under the house going to receive a form. Going to receive a piece of that anointing. You're going to get a piece of what God has placed upon your leader just by being under their covering.
Amen.
Not yeah. saying that you don't got your own gifts, but your gifts begin to expand because of who you sit under. And then some of you all gain new gifts because of who you sit under. Some of you all wasn't talking the way you talk before you came to KCR. Some of you all wasn't walking the way you walked before you came to KCI. Some of you all wasn't prophesying like you prophesied before you came to KCI. Some of you
Amen.
All wasn't being in the realms of the spirit like
Amen.
You see in the realms of the spirit before you came to KCI. Some of you all wasn't laying hands on people and they instantly being healed before
Amen.
You came to KCI. That's a
yeah.
miracle that falls
yes.
on your life.
Yes.
That is a
Amen.
Mantle.
Yes.
That is a mantle. and it's in the Bible. I want to show you this three different instances, three different times. I want to show you this. Anything that I talk about, it's in the Bible. It's in the Word. I teach this thing. 1 Samuel 10:10-11. 1 Samuel 10:10-11.
Mm-hmm.
Pay close attention to this because I want you to see just because you got what's called a house anointing don't mean that you called to take over your leader's spot or your leader's position. It's only by association that you operate the way you do. But I want you to understand this. There comes a time when you really call to God, there comes a time when he stirs up your spirit and you don't just operate under the house anointing, but God begins to birth out of you your personal anointing. But the only way that can happen is if you labor and you pay the price, the personal price for that personal anointing. You got to go through some things personally. You got to labor in the spirit personally before personal anointing can be birthed out of you. I want you to understand it's a difference from having the house anointing or the mantle upon the house all upon you versus you having your own anointing. Glory to God, a lot of people ain't going to get this. It's too much meat for us. Mm-hmm. Some of us, it's too much meat. But I'm talking to the people today that want to learn the things of God. I'm talking to the people today that want to grow in the things of God. I'm talking to the people today that want to identify that demon and satanic spirit called Absalom.
Amen.
Verse Samuel 10:10-11. It says, when they came there to the hill. Now watch this now. Watch this. When they came there to the hill, there was a group of prophets to meet him. To meet who? Talking about King Saul in this passage. It says, then when he met the prophets, then the Spirit of God came upon him. You see this right here. It says, when he came into the company of prophets, then that's when the spirit of prophecy fell upon him. It says, then the spirit of prophecy fell upon him. Mm-hmm. God came upon him. When did the spirit of God come upon him? When he met with the prophets. And it's just by association.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and he prophesied among them. And it happened when all who knew him formerly saw that he indeed prophesied among the prophets, that the people said to one another, what is this? What is this that come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? You see, they believed that he was a prophet because of our association. The people was like, my God, is he a prophet? My God. He can teach like crazy, like two worlds coming together. Is they a pastor too? Are they called to be a prophet because they can prophesy? This is what this word is showing us. I often tell people, God, we can't make doctrine from the Old Testament, but we can learn from the Old Testament. Glory to God. Listen to this. They believe that he was a prophet. When he came upon, they said, the people said to one another, what is this that came upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? It's because of association, people of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of association. I also want to tell you, let's read 2 Kings 2:8-10. That's one scripture I wanted to show you by just being in a company of prophets, how that same spirit fall upon you. I'm giving you the word. Now, this is the second one. 2 Kings 2:8-10. It says, and Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. This was a type and shadow right here. Smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither so that the two went over on dry ground. Sound like what Moses did.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass when they had gone over that Elijah said unto Elijah, what shall I do for thee before I'm taken away from thee? And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken up from thee, so shall it be unto thee. But if not, it shall not be unto thee. He said if. There was a condition. He said if. If you do certain things, what I have on me will be on you twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's by association and by obedience. The mantle upon a leader you're under falls upon you. By association and by your obedience.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.